going on, everybody? I'm your host, Donkeytron. You can find me on Xbox Live with that gamer tag, Donkeytron. I'm bringing you commentary right now for, I don't know what fight night it is. It's fight night or UFC. Fuck, I can't even pronounce the name. Sorry, guys. It's somewhere in Poland. But I'm joined today by my guest, Jamie the Jobber.
Yo, what's up?
And thanks, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, Jamie, for joining me today.
Yeah, man.
We're going to watch the last three fights and let you guys know what we think and our scorecards for these. It's Blachowicz versus Devin Clark. I think that was the guy's name. I'm not 100% sure. Do you know the guy's name, Jamie?
No, but I know we had the...
Yeah, it is Devin Clark.
Yeah, Devin Clark.
Oh, shit. Blachowicz is a lot older than I thought he was. He's 34. Devin Clark's a little bit younger, 27. This is going to be an interesting fight in the 205 division. We need some contenders. We need some blood in there.
Yeah, and the 34-year-old against the 27.
Yeah, the 34-year-old, though, is a little bit old.
Yeah. We need, you never know, man.
We need to see how impressive Devin Clark can be. Who's Sioux Falls, San Diego? He's favored to win. Pretty sure I've seen him fight. I just don't remember where. They all jumble up with trying to keep track.
Right, yeah, it's a lot of people to try to remember.
It's getting easier, though. Just had to do this before I started podcasting. Blachowicz looks a lot bigger than this motherfucker.
He's only 2 inches taller, though.
Yeah, but he's like, body-wise.
Yeah, he does. He's more lengthier, I guess.
Yeah. Like,
he's Poland.
He fills in 6'2 a lot better than this guy fills in 6'6". Yep.
He's an underdog. Damn.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, too. But let's see. We do need young blood in the
205.
Yeah. Light heavyweight division. Because, how long is Jones out? We don't know.
For a while, I would suppose.
You think they give him the 4-year suspension or no?
I don't think so. Not 4 years. If it's 4 years, he shouldn't fight. Or he's going to go to Bellator or some shit.
What do you mean? He's got a contract. He can't just jump over to Bellator. Nope.
Damn, then he's fucked.
He would have to serve because he would have to serve it under Bellator as well. Bellator's not going to touch him because of a contract, and he has to abide by the commission standards because the commission is going to side with USADA. I'm 100% sure they're going to go with whatever USADA says. I don't know. I'm not sure. But we're going to have to see about that because now he's got a trial because both of his samples tested positive.
Damn, the A and the B.
Yeah, so we're at 419 of the first round for Blachowicz versus Clark. And Blachowicz has worked them against the cage a little bit. And they're working the underhooks, trying to get position here.
Some shots to the body.
Yeah, I don't necessarily see Blachowicz going for a takedown right here. A little bit more now.
No, he's just holding him against the cage.
More body work. More trying to land some shots in. More a little bit dirty boxing.
Yeah.
Pushing him against the cage. I don't know if he's trying to tire him out, if that's going to be his take. See, look, he's landing like
old school Randy Couture.
Yep. A lot less active, but maybe he'll pick it up. But yeah, he's landing knees wherever he gets open shots. And he's landing little punches.
Yeah, just
keeping the head under the chin.
Yep.
Under the chinny chin chin. Do you know how annoying that is, dude? When they're fucking moving you and with...
the ref broke it up.
Where he's fucking pressuring you with his head on your chin and fucking disturbing your train of thought because you're trying to work underhooks and you're trying to work your hands and he's fucking with your head. Like, he's working his head under your chin.
Yeah.
Shit's annoying as fuck, dude, because then you gotta start worrying about that. And then you fucking get swept. That's why, like, the intricacies, people don't understand that shit until they're in it and they want to criticize it. I kind of understand it a little bit more because I've been put in those positions and I understand how frustrating it is to try to get out.
Yeah.
It sucks. I need to start getting more into it because I didn't take it enough to where I would like my proficiency in describing it to be. I want to start taking more classes so I can talk more about it and describe it better.
Blachowicz trying to hit him with a body shot.
Those kicks are missing, though. They're not doing anything.
That was a nice...
This guy's staying like quite out of range, but to be honest, Blachowicz was just throwing those relentlessly. It wasn't like super calculated. He was lunging at him, lunging kicks. Very damn dangerous if this guy can Clark fucking
trying to rush at him yeah really quick.
See, I'm telling you, this guy's trying to find an opening. If Black Witch is gonna keep throwing those crazy kicks, this guy can catch him in one of those when he's yeah not on his. Well, he's not balanced out. You get caught on the chin, dude. You're going to sleep when you don't have your weight under you. And those kicks were really, like I said, really reckless on Blackowitz's part. How many times have you been knocked down? Only once, submitted once, and lost 5 by decision.
How many? 19-1.
He's had some tough opponents, though. Gustafson, Pat Cummings.
Okay.
Corey Anderson, Jim Emanuel. That's who he's lost to.
Damn.
He's beaten Latifi. Houston Alexander, but, you know.
Damn, that's old school. How long ago was Houston Alexander?
2012.
Fight? Damn, yeah. 5 years ago? Oh, Davis caught him with a straight.
Oh, shit. Came with like a fucking, almost like a teep to the face. It wasn't even like a roundhouse kick. It was like almost like a straight. Like
that's
a,
after he stunned him.
Yep. Chased him down. Nice kicks, dude, by Clark. He wasn't showing them earlier on. He started to let loose.
Yeah. There's 1 minute left in the first round. He's getting, yeah.
Getting a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, he's finding his range and shit.
Yeah. Blackowitz isn't liking it. Should I even check the live stream? Yo, what's going on, Mr. National Soldier?
What's up?
Sorry, dude. I was distracted by the stats. I was looking at Blackowitz's fucking stats. But thanks for always tuning in, dude, and dropping comments. I didn't even have a link for anybody to try and look for the fights. I guess I could drop one if people need it. I'm watching on Fight Pass. You guys sign up. I'm pretty sure if you haven't, you guys get a free whatever for the two people listening.
It's going to be a VIP league.
Yeah, I could put up the link real quick, but no. Strong kicks by Blackowitz, but they're not landing at all.
The round's about to finish right now.
Oh, there we go.
End of the first round. Who do you give the round to?
It's tough. That was a close round because it was a lot of... I like the strikes landed by Clark, but this guy had a lot of cage control. He was controlling him against the fence a lot. Damn, see, he did come with like a straight-up just kick to the face. Like a front kick to the face. It wasn't even a roundhouse or anything. I think I'm going to give it to Clark. Like...
What, 10-9?
Yeah, 10-9. There was definitely not a 10-8. I wonder what other people think. Let us know what you guys think if you guys are listening. But, I'm giving that one to Clark. Blackowitz just was held him against the cage. Didn't really do too much. Well, he was landing like shots, though. But would those even count as significant strikes?
No, but the one that he stunned him with and came at him with that front kick.
Yeah,
like that's what I give it to him. He was a little bit more active, but he was holding. It was the opposite in the beginning. It was a tough round.
Yeah,
it's definitely a tough round.
Here we go, round number two. Start the timer right now. Clark coming in strong right away.
Blackowitz trying to connect with some uppercuts. Yeah,
he's trying to answer. He's like, fuck that shit. Well, you have to, dude. You can't just let him rush in.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta give him a reason not to come back in.
He's like gotta that. Use his length to his advantage.
Blackowitz,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the kicks would be... See, look, those kicks he's are helping. Some body kicks, he's gotta no. calculate them, man. He wasn't calculating them earlier and just kind of throwing them out there.
Man. Clark is just coming at him. Yeah,
turning his back a little bit too much for my liking, though, when he's missing. If Blackowitz times him, he can calculate him. Kick him in one of those exchanges. Catch him right in the chin. Because he's not guarding himself either when he's just spinning around. But yeah, I'm giving it to Clark the first round. Let's see, 10-9.
Outside leg kick by Blackowitz.
Jamie, so you were watching Halloween Havoc. I've been watching Halloween Havoc. Well, yeah. You watched 97, right?
I don't remember which ones, but they were the old school ones.
What was your favorite match from that one? You watched both of them already?
I watched a couple of them, man. I forgot which ones.
I watched 96 and 97. 96 was Eddie versus, or no, Ultimo Dragon versus some Chinese or Japanese guy. The manager was involved. Ultimate Dragon, that opened it up, but eventually the third match was, and then it was Chris Jericho versus Jeto, and then it was Rey versus Eddie.
Okay.
For the Cruiserweight Championship.
When Rey Mysterio won it.
Yeah, Rey won it, and the main event was the steel cage match between Piper and where the fan came.
Oh, in. Yeah, that one was crazy, man.
Yeah, I didn't even get to talk about that yesterday with Monsoon Mendez, just because we forgot to bring it up. But Blackowitz is controlling on the floor real quick. Not a lot's going on. Like, he's landing punches, but he's in half Clark's guard. Half guard. But, a fan jumped into the ring and got his ass beat by Macho Man. Yeah. Dude, that shit was awesome.
Well, I thought it was part of the show because the whole part of the match was that there is fake stings outside of the ring preventing Hogan from coming outside of it. And they were all outside, but this one, it jumped over the cage and got into the ring. And it was a fan, and they whooped his ass pretty good.
Yeah, Macho Man would not let up. He was ripping the NWO shirt off. This guy's face paint was streaming off of his face. It was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, he was fucking him up.
Oh, shit. Did he poke him in the face?
I think so. Did he? Yeah, because he felt it.
This guy get rocked or something?
No, I think he got poked in the eye.
Yeah, but like he's not responding. Like,
we got to see the replay. Show me the replay.
Maybe he did get fucking poked in the eye. Nah, he's fine. I think he's just recovering a little bit.
I would have fell on the floor and grabbed my eye.
Oh, shit, I didn't pause it. I should have paused it real quick so it catches up. Because they're at 204. Because they paused it. Oh, shit. Blackowitz with a nasty choke. It's over.
Up.
What the fuck?
Damn. We got to see that.
I don't even know what the name of that choke is. Like, he was behind them, but it wasn't even a rear naked choke. It was a weird angle choke.
Shit.
Whoa.
That was fucking crazy.
I need to hear what it was. I have no idea what the fuck that was, but he was behind him and had him like at an angle, really weird.
He was standing up with him.
The arm positioning was just different than a rear naked choke. It just wasn't like that. And it wasn't a bulldog choke, unless it's what they call it as well. But no, it wasn't the bulldog choke. I wonder what it's called. Dan Hardy should know. What is this? See, look. It is a rear naked. Okay. It just didn't look like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was a rear naked choke, but So, Blackowitz's feet were positioned in front of this guy's. It was weird.
Yeah, it was.
Like, he was twerking his midsection, and like he had him in a rear naked at the same time. It was weird.
It was almost like the old school prom pose. Like a weird naked choke, almost.
Yeah. It was weird, because this guy didn't have his legs locked in. He just had, the thing is, he sunk it in right away.
Yeah.
Like, it was like right as soon as he put the arms in, it was over. Like, he didn't have to, I guess he just didn't have to lock the legs in.
Yeah.
And he couldn't because his body was positioned in front, weirdly.
Weird nigga choke.
You guys have to check it out visually. Yeah, I can do it on Jamie right now. You want to do it, Jamie?
No,
I'll demonstrate
it
real quick.
I'll pass.
Nah, come on. For the fans, bro. For the donkey fans.
They'll see it. Stable. It'll be on social media.
Yeah, it will be. But it was modified rear nigga choke.
And he's the hometown hero.
Yeah, it's coined a rear nigga choke, I guess. Yeah, I don't know what else to name it, because it was from behind, but just the positioning of the limbs were weird. His feet, though.
He's talking shit. I know Polish. He's talking shit.
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying. I just wanted to see. Damn. I wanted to see what they named it, but they're calling it.
He said, fuck the world. I want the belt. Full Hill Podcast all day. That's what he said.
Devin Clark, yeah, he said Full Hill Podcast all day, I'm pretty sure. I heard it in there. But Devin Clark was looking good to me. Well, like once this guy took the... Took it to the ground, you could tell he was better grappling.
Yeah.
And he was holding him against the cage, but this guy's striking was a little bit more impressive.
Yeah, if Clark would have kept...
But then Blackowitz turned up the striking, too, and started landing shit of his own.
Right here is where
you look, see, here's, like, the... Yeah. So it's almost like Devin Clark was trying to go for a single leg, but he was exposing his back more than he should have.
Dude, he got that perfect.
Yeah, and this guy sunk in the rear naked, but it was still, and then he just lifted him up, but they were still stuck in like a, like this guy was going for a single leg, right?
Yep.
It almost seemed like it. That's what I'm gonna say. So, donkey kick if you don't like it. I wonder when's gonna be the first ever donkey kick. UFC. Knockout. Maybe it's gonna have to be me. I'm gonna start training it.
Hold on, I want to see.
What?
They're asking him who he wants to fight.
I don't even know what he was ranked. Did it show his ranking? Nope.
Well, he didn't call nobody out specifically.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Jamie.
It was a cool joke. Yeah, I haven't seen one like that before.
Yep.
That's the first.
Like, it would have seemed like Devin Clark would have positioned differently to try to escape or, like, roll away from it. But he was, it was sunk in, like, right away. This guy didn't even have to lock the legs in from behind. Very cool choke. Dude, we've seen some interesting submission this year. And then the slam by DJ.
Yep, and then
what were your thoughts on that? You OSP? Weren't here, bitch.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, he had another Van Vliet choke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had the Van Vliet choke. Yeah, the Mighty Mouse one, yeah, I seen all over the place. That one was pretty crazy. Yeah, the slam into armbar. That was pretty sweet.
That's it? That's all you got, bitch?
Yeah, man. It was good.
Carolina. Who did she lose to? She got submitted very fast. Was it Claudia? Because I'm pretty sure she beat Rose.
Not too sure. She lost twice. 2-2-2.
Yeah, she lost to Joanna and then she lost to Claudia, so...
Is that Keith?
Yeah, it's Jardine in the back training with this other girl. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Dude, Joanna versus Rose.
I feel sorry for Rose.
Well, Carolina already fucking beat Rose. And Joanna's a monster stopping the takedown. It's going to be interesting if Rose can get her on the floor. That's going to be that. Because striking-wise, look how open and wide Rose's striking is. Like, she throws looping hooks a lot more than Joanna throws straight down the pipe. And Joanna is very good at picking you apart. If you're going to come at her with a lot of looping shit and a lot of unorthodox shit, she's going to just stick to the basics and outpoint you. Yeah. So she doesn't get caught with a fucking huge hook. And her avoiding the takedowns, I think she's going to be able to do it with against Rose just because I think Rose can fight at 125 if she put on muscle just to have strength to take the people down. She's a little bit lankier and not as strong as... I think she can put on muscle, you get me? Or maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe she fucking comes out and beats the shit out of the
chair. Yeah, maybe she comes and takes her down and gets a submission. Because she is very, very crafty on the floor, and I like her submission game on the floor.
But Joanna, fucking...
Like I said, she stuffs the takedown like a beast.
She's too good at that. When was the last time we seen her on the floor?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time we saw her on the floor.
Damn. These girls went at it, though. Carolina and Joanna. She's a little beast. Look at her.
There she is, fighting against Rose.
Yeah, she did beat Rose, though, pretty badly. And she's been... I think she's been kickboxing for a while. And then she switched over to MMA.
Look at that elbow.
Nice elbows. Yeah, they're showing highlights right now on fucking... the fight pass. But, yeah, shout out to the rewrites. These guys couldn't make it. They were busy. It is Saturday afternoon. Yeah. You're busy later.
I gotta leave a little later, but I should be fine.
Yeah, there's only two more fights left, this one and the next one.
Is this one in the main event, right?
Yep, that's it.
And that's not bad.
Then I'll go drop you off. Pick up another coffee.
Are you gonna do anything for tomorrow?
I'm gonna hang out with my nephews, but I don't know about it. Like, what do you mean?
For the wrestling.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna do anything live. I was going to watch it.
That is Keith Jardine, right? Yeah, that definitely is Keith Jardine.
I wonder where she trains out of. I don't know. Where does Keith train? Do you know? No. You gotta be the stats guy, Jamie. You gotta buy a laptop and come with a laptop and look all this shit up.
Fuck Keith Jardine, man. He's a fucking setup guy.
I remember him getting knocked out.
He got killed.
Yeah, getting held in choke position by Vanderlei. And punched in the face repeatedly. It was savage.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was savage. It gave me nightmares for a while. Couldn't sleep.
Of the axe murderer.
Yeah, what if another man did that to you? Just held you down and beat the shit out of you, Jamie. What would you do?
I don't know.
You would cry.
I'd be knocked out.
Yeah, but after that you would cry? Like in the shower the next day?
Probably not.
Yeah, I know 100% you would.
What would you do?
I don't know. You just got dominated by a fucking... Well, he is the axe murderer, though.
Yeah.
Do you know how demeaning that is? He stands over you and choke... Like, holding it's your fucking throat.
Crazy, though.
That's punching you.
We should just ask Keith.
It's savage, dude. Do you think this girl has a chance against Carolina?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep.
You don't even know who she is.
She has a pretty good record.
6-2?
Yep.
Pretty good record. It's
not bad. She's over 500.
Are you on heroin?
Yep. Tons of it.
Let me get some. Bust it out.
Liquid.
Yeah, bust it out. I got a couple heroin. Spoons over here.
This was in the water bottle.
She's beat Alexa Garazzo and Invicta.
See, there you go, man. Tell me.
What do you mean? You didn't even know that.
Yep, I did.
She doesn't have a lot of opponents, and she's only... This is actually her debut in the UFC.
That's why she's going to win it.
You don't even... Fuck you, you asshole. You don't know shit about her.
She's 5'1". She weighs about 116.
Yeah, but let me take down the stats real quick and see if you still know you, JK. She trains at Jackson Winklejohn.
She's 31 years old. Oh, Albuquerque.
I knew Keith was out of there, but I didn't know if he was training in Denver or like if he was in Denver now because he's not fighting anymore. I guess he's still in
Cali.
Arizona. See, you don't even know who the fucking top is. They're based out of Arizona, Jackson Winklejohn. Trains the best. Highest takedown defense in UFC history.
Damn, that's Carolina? Not bad.
For women or just in total? Oh.
Oh, women.
Yeah, women's driving history. Okay. I missed that. Sorry.
It's all right, man.
Yeah, I'm like, no, because... Sorry I said women because I saw Tyron Woodley had the like the greatest takedown defense. The best.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So when I
fought Damian Maia? He stuffed all of them.
Yeah.
He stuffed all like 27 fucking takedowns.
That boosted up his stats.
That was ridiculous. Jesus Christ.
Everyone loves how Carolina just comes and stands against the cage like with her hands behind her back waiting to fight and then winks at the camera. She does that all the time. People love her calm demeanor because then she's a little savage. And people on the crotch rockets, they're getting their last days in before it gets all cold.
Before the snow comes down.
Yeah, winter's coming. I'm on season 6, episode 9 still. I'm going to watch some today after the fight.
What's the last thing you've seen?
I'm trying to fuck, I haven't seen it for like a week.
Slacking, man.
Yeah, I'm going to watch some episodes today, probably like 3 or 4. No lie.
5.
Nope, maybe. I can stay. I don't got work tomorrow. Just got to hang out with my nephews, watch some. I started Game of Thrones with them. They love it. I started it over, so we're 5 episodes in. I'm 5 episodes again.
They show some pretty crazy shit on there.
Dude, I'm catching so much not that I miss, but like now that I know the characters, I'm like, holy shit, that's all like... I'm able to know everything now from the beginning, from the first episode on. Yeah. Like, I know all the characters. I know what pieces have moved.
And
now
backstories.
Yeah. Instead of catching it later on, like, oh, okay. But, so I get to go along with them and watch it. And today I'll check some more out and check back in with you guys.
Nope.
All right. But I'm excited to see how Carolina's going to do, pick up a win.
She's probably going to win, dude. She's fighting in her country, man.
Knockout or no? I'm going Carolina decision.
It might be my knockout.
You think she knocks her out? Stoppage, TKO?
TKO for sure.
By volume of punches? I could see it.
Yeah.
But
I
don't know this other girl though.
She's 6-2. Still not.
She's
bad.
Been decisioned out and oh no, she's been subbed and decisioned out once.
Bow bow.
So, she doesn't have a lot of fights to go off of. Here we go. Damn, fucking. Catching her right away. How are you doing on your fantasy teams, you cocksucker?
Oh, pretty good if Ezekiel Elliott doesn't get suspended.
Oh, yeah.
His fifth
appeal. Go over there real quick. Oh, it's let them confusing, let man. Them know. Just for people that don't know, I love hearing this story.
It's a fucking headache, man.
Let them know.
I'm not even going to go into
it. Go into it, because I need you to talk to people so I can do shit over here.
Man, it's a long explanation, but basically...
Well, explain it. That's why I need to do shit.
Not explaining it, man. I'm going to explain the fight right now. Fuck that.
You do a horrible job at that, so please stick to Ezekiel Elliott.
I can't
stick
even... stuff you know. I can't even say her last name.
It's Carolina versus Escobil.
Escobil? She has some pretty big drag locks. Escobil.
You're a cocksucker. You don't even want to talk about shit you know, and you want to talk about shit you don't know?
Ezekiel Elliott appealed his fifth court ruling with the NFL. So, and he did it purposely with this judge because the judge is on vacation. So he can play with maybe another 2 weeks. But then there's other reports saying that he might come to terms or to some kind of agreement with the NFL. Hold on.
How is that allowed to happen?
I don't know. It's all legal stuff, but one of them was a restraining order filed against the NFL, and then another one was like something else they tried to do with it. But it keeps getting like rejected by the NFL, but he can still continuously file an appeal for it. So this is going to keep going back and forth. But the same rules apply to the whole Tom Brady the Flakegate bullshit.
Yeah, but that Tom Brady got suspended.
Yeah, so that's what he's trying to avoid that because it was never ruled against him.
But Tom Brady kind of just stopped, didn't he? He's just like, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, and he just...
Yeah, he just took the suspension.
The suspension, yeah.
And Ezekiel is definitely not doing that, so that helps out your fucking fantasy team.
Yeah, but I still have extra running backs and stuff. I hope
he gets suspended anyway. Is he doing good, though?
Yeah, he's doing really good.
Still a beast?
Yeah, yeah.
This year? Even though with all the legal...
He had one bad game, but he bounced back from it, and that was the last time he had a bad game. Mm-hmm. But he's been good.
Carolina's keeping this girl at bay, though. This girl's forehead's already a little red.
Yeah, but she's super short.
She's looking flustered by these... And it's just ones and twos that she's keeping her away with, using that jab very well to not let her come in.
Yeah, because the other little girl got to stay in the pocket with her because she's so much smaller than her.
Look how, but she's stacked, though, compared to Carolina.
Oh, yeah, she's quads, definitely, she has more mass. Yeah. She has more mass.
But Carolina, look at the kicking her. They might not be super heavy kicks, but that shit still hurts. And volume of strikes will end the fight. We saw earlier, it was Lisa Land. Oh, fuck, I forgot her name. The Elbow Queen versus Something Lad. It was making her debut. And this girl was just fucking punching her in the fucking head, in the side of the head. She had back control, and the ref stopped it. And this girl wasn't even, like, damaged or anything. But if you can't defend yourself. We saw it earlier, too. You were here. The guy was just holding on to, like, trying to get
further. Yeah, he was holding on to his leg and just getting fucking just straight jacked to the face a bunch of times, man. A lot of non-protected strikes, man. He was just getting mollywopped in his fucking face.
Well, yeah, and he was kind of... Well, he actually didn't... he didn't protest it or anything because he was dazed. They were fucking him up. But he wasn't necessarily getting knocked out, but he was dazed, and the referee noticed it. Like, fuck, man, he's just taking unnecessary damage. He's holding onto the leg and not protecting anything. So I got to step in and save his life. Or at least save some of the brain
cells. Yeah, so he doesn't get fucking CTE and shit, man.
Yep.
Yeah, it was bad.
Carolina just running this girl down. This girl's just trying to get out of there, but she's absorbing too much damage. It's not effective evasiveness. What the hell was that by Carolina?
I'm not sure.
Sure. What the hell you checking on your phone over there all day?
The plans for later, man.
That was a good evasive movement by Escobel. Oh, dude, she just caught her fucking
straight to the face.
It could have been a straight. No, I don't know. I think it was more of a hook. Because it caught her on the chin. Snapped her head a little bit.
They don't even know where to put the stool at.
I'll fight you. It was a fucking hook, bitch. Yeah, but they don't know where to put the stool at.
She's blowing her nose, too.
It's a bad idea if it's broken, but it's not broken.
No, she would have been bleeding all crazy if it was broken.
It just puffs up your eyes. A lot of people don't know that. They don't...
Yeah, they got to breathe through their mouth.
Yeah.
But say the first instinct to do is to blow their nose, mm-hmm. though.
Because it feels like that's what you feel like you got to do. But nope, it fucks up your... It just puffs up your... She looks happy as fuck, dude. She's doing really good.
Was she fighting at home, man?
All right, she's fighting in Poland, and her striking is looking very well. Very good.
And showing a little quick promo for Silva versus Gaslam.
Dude, Gaslam's going to take him down and beat the fuck out of him on the floor.
He's going to give him the Chael Sonnen special?
Better than Chael Sonnen. He's a younger, look better version. Look at
his cauliflower ear.
That's with good striking. Bad. Yeah, that's pretty bad. With good striking.
Yeah.
It's looking bad for Silva, in my opinion, unless he lands that knockout punch. But Gaslam has a nice chin.
That's true. He does have a big-ass dome.
How did Weidman stop him, though?
Say it again?
How did Weidman stop him? Do you remember?
Stop who?
Gaslam.
Didn't he knock him out?
I think so.
Or TKO? One of the two.
I don't exactly remember.
But I was here for that one, right? When his dad got on the mic again, like always.
Yeah, he always gets on the mic. Damn, Carolina landing nice exchanges when they come in. This girl doesn't know what to do. She's flustered by Carolina.
Yeah, she's connecting on a couple little hooks and stuff here and there.
I forgot the timer. I'll fix it.
It's 4:10 or 4:12 around now. Nice knees.
Dude, Carolina's striking is so nice.
It's smooth, just, man.
I think it just misses that pop. It needs that pop, you get me? Which Joanna has at the end of her strikes. And I don't know what to call it.
She's trying to come in, but she can't do anything.
Yeah, because a lot of these strikes are very effective. Or could be, I'm trying to say the timer. Could be very effective if they had that, I don't know if she sat down on them more, I want to say.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get exactly what you're saying with the pop.
Yeah. Because she's hitting them, but, like, you know, you just want to see a little bit, like...
They're not doing significant damage.
Yeah, like, they do count... I don't even know what they count as significant strikes here or, like, insignificant strikes. Or how they count them against each other in MMA. It's weird.
Yeah.
They need to come up with a better system.
Or show how they get... Oh, nice knees. You
can see that fucking knee. These knees have pop behind them.
Yeah, and you can tell, dude.
You can tell because they're... You know, this could be Carolina's plan the whole time. Like, hit her, and then explode. Save it. You know, she's the fighter. It isn't a five-round fight, though, and they're already in the second round. But those knees were nice.
Yeah.
Maybe she was waiting for them to be close up and land it. To really fully commit... Like the Diaz brothers, they hit you with volume and they open you up and then they start unloading the heavy shots.
True. Very true.
And maybe it's just Carolina's demeanor of being comfortable in there and being like nonchalant. See, but look at those knees. They look so much better than any of the other strikes she throws. But knees, no matter what, are heavy strikes. Look at Carolina now. Why would... look at her. She just turned it up right now.
Came at her for a couple seconds, man.
If this is the Carolina from... Well, you can't do this from the start of the fight. You'll gas out. But, like, look at this Carolina compared to the start of the fight. She's a savage right now. Yeah.
She's putting it on her quick, man. She's stepping on the fucking pedal.
I like Carolina. Ooh. That was a nice knee. This girl just fucking shot out a nasty knee. Escobar. Oh, a
couple elbows.
But, see, these are a little bit more pitter-patter, and I understand this now because she's just trying to get out of there. She's trying to get... Or get a takedown. Get a nice sweep. She doesn't like being pressed against the cage.
She tried to put her body weight against her. Tried to tie her out. She got out, though.
She aight. Look at her trying to establish her range. Damn, they exchange jabs. People count that as running. No, you're establishing your range. Like, why did she just go straight in? Because that's not
get the fuck out
fight.
Of here. You're crazy. especially after an exchange like that. Yeah.
That's why when they have, like, Nick and Nate, like, when they're actually, like, running, I understand that. I understand it's still establishing range, but people are like, oh, he's running. No, he's establishing his range.
Yeah.
It's just his range is a lot longer. They can cover a lot more ground. So he wants to get a lot further so he can establish his positioning, and this guy doesn't cut the ring off right away and get him. True. Because he has a long fucking long range. Establishing position is one of the most important things. Look at Mighty Mouse. Ooh, nice sweep by Carolina.
That was quick, too.
And look, she's got the back now. Oh, and she almost trapped an arm bar. Oh. What?
She's trying to go for it. She's
a little savage at the end of this round.
Dude, ooh, I think she might get it before. There's still 20 seconds left.
This girl's got the nice defense, though. Keeping it there. She has to step over. Oh. She's stacking Carolina, though. And by stacking, I mean putting the pressure so Carolina can extend her core.
Yeah.
To get the arm bar in full effect there.
Like closing it down.
Yeah, she's keeping her folded. That's what a stack is. Dude. So the guy I used to train with in Champaign just got a black belt. He's the Gracie Barra instructor now there.
Damn,
like, nice. Eventually he took over, but he's a black belt now. I used to get my ass kicked all the time by this guy. Like, I used to fucking be able, like, you know, go, like, wrestle around hand positioning, then I would get fucking tired, and then he would just dominate.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude, he was a lot more dedicated than I was, went to a lot more classes than I did, and it shows. Look at him now, he's a fucking black belt. Congratulations to him.
That's awesome, dude.
Pretty sure he doesn't listen to the show, but, you know, maybe one day.
There's still respect, though, man.
Yeah, no, like, I remember him, because they used to put me with him, because we were the two biggest dudes. But yeah, I used to get my ass kicked all the time. I learned a lot from him. He's the instructor now of Gracie Ibarra.
Yeah, because he's a good teacher.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
I wish I would have gotten a lot more. I was more dedicated. I need to get dedicated to it. Like I said, saving a little bit more money so I can take some jits classes. I can try to rank up my belt. It doesn't depress me. It gives me hope because I used to roll with this guy, dude. Yeah, I used to do it with these guys, and these guys are all purple belts, brown belts, and a couple of them are black belts now, dude. Damn. That I used to roll with. They used to kill me, but still, in the process of getting my ass beat, I learned.
Oh yeah, you do by just.
Oh, and I was experience, talking, yeah, man. Dude, and I was talking all about it in with video games. It's the same thing with video games. A little bit to the same, like. My cousin used to kick the shit out of me. Remember Marvel's Capcom, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter? He used to beat the fuck out of me in all those games. And then when I went to college and I used to play those same games, or like Marvel's Capcom, because I would buy it, Marvel's Capcom 2, or Halo at that point, because Halo 3 was out. I used to whoop their asses, dude, nasty. And they didn't know why, and I came to realize that I was good. It's just that my cousin was that much better than me, and he just used to whoop my ass all the time, and I learned from getting my ass whooped. I just never knew
until exactly.
I played other people. And I used to get my ass whooped all the time in MMA, and I want to test it out because these guys are really good against people that know, like, against other people from. So I want to get back into it, man. Not even test it out. I just want to see where I'm at, like, with other people. Their skill, my skill.
Yeah.
That's how you learn, man. Getting your ass beat. People don't like.
Oh, no, hell no.
People don't like hearing that, but that's what it is in MMA.
That's the only way you're going to get better.
Yeah, it's the only way you're going to get better is getting your ass beat. Day in and day out. And it sucks to hear, but, you know, it's fun. It's fun doing it. It's just not fun getting your ass beat. But, I loved it. I should go with. Not as much as I say, right, or else I would be doing it. But I need to get back into it. Stop saying it if I'm not going to do it.
Man, not that much has happened in this third round right now so far.
No. Nope. To be honest, I didn't even score him.
I got it.
I got a 2.
Yeah, 2-0. Yeah, 2-0.
2-0 for Carolina. She just controlled the fight a lot more. And landed a lot more strikes. And in the second round, she was a lot more vicious, too.
Yeah. She was a lot more aggressive at certain points.
I thought she was going to finish it.
Yeah, come out strong the third round.
In the second, I thought there was like points where she almost finished it. Yeah, Cowboy versus Till still left. Till's super impressive, man. Last time, and he called out Ponzinibbio, but Ponzinibbio's fighting, what's his name, Jamie, you know. Mike Perry.
There you go.
He's fighting that guy. They're going at it. It's going to be a good one.
Let's see, hold on.
Damn, total strikes 117 to 49 for Carolina. Carolina's dominating the fight. I wouldn't give any rounds 10-8, though. Maybe the second. Would you give the second? No.
No, still 10-9.
It was a very impressive round, though. She's picking it up a lot more here towards the end.
Yeah, but...
But I really like Carolina. She's hot, and she's a good fighter.
I think she definitely won the fight unless something significant happens.
Yeah, people like... look, these girls aren't hot. Like, these girls aren't wearing makeup, and they're going to punch in the face.
Who's saying they're not hot?
A lot of people will, like, people that make fun of them.
Oh.
You see it online a lot.
They shouldn't, though. It makes no confusion.
And, like, they pull pictures and they, yeah. Like, people look like shit in different positions when they're fucking laughing and it looks like they got double chins. But, like, these girls are fighting and they're fucking getting hit, like I said, they're getting hit in the face.
They're not fucking modeling, man.
Yeah, their hair's all fucked up. And people still want to criticize them for being like that.
No, people are always going to be assholes.
Did she poke her in the eye or something?
I'm not too sure.
She's loading it up, though. Loading up the strikes. She's getting comfortable. Whiffed all of those.
30 seconds left, less.
Yeah, this poor girl got kind of fed to a shark, though.
Oh, yeah, for her debut, yeah.
Carolina and Poland, this girl's debut from Invicta.
Body kicks, two of them.
Carolina's fought for a championship, and she's beating the contender that's fighting for it now. Oh, dude, look at that.
How she started.
So nice, dude. She, like, just from the strikes that she, the combos she's throwing, she goes from a knee to a right cross to a fucking jab.
Like, to an elbow and shit.
It's just so nice.
You didn't win, put your hand down.
Ah, yeah, the other girl's watching.
let's see.
I'd give it 30-27, Carolina. No?
Yeah, definitely. 30-27. I think she won. She definitely won the second round. For sure.
The first round, too?
Yeah, first round, too.
Remember, we were just stating that she was landing, but they were just not, like, they didn't have a lot of pop. Like, yep. Look, she was conserving energy, like, which she should have.
Yeah, she had those little speed bursts every so often.
But Joanna just seems to have it from the beginning. Start to finish, and that's what sets her apart from it. Well, look at the strikes right here, Jamie. 33-22 in the first, 62-17 in the second.
Holy shit.
45-16. She definitely ramped up her output of strikes.
After round two and three.
Yeah, and it started shutting down this girl a lot more. So, yeah, it definitely has to be Carolina. Yeah. What do you think?
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, it's definitely a robbery if it isn't.
Leave it to the judges and this hinder country. I can't even hear it. Oh, there we go.
They weren't talking. That's why you did this. I can't hear.
Yeah, 30-27.
Yeah. Majority decision,
30-27.
I don't think this puts her back in title. Maybe another win. Depending on opponent.
Give her a top.
Yeah. But, let her definitely climb the ladder again. Two losses in a row. This is definitely a good win for her.
Oh, she's crying, man. Poor girl.
Well, she's in Poland.
Yeah.
Put on a very impressive victory.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know what she said.
Yeah.
You have a lot of Polish people that live around you. You don't speak Polish, Jamie?
No, I don't.
A lot of Polish people do live around you. Well, all your fucking streets are Polish-inspired, right?
Damn, why you gotta yell?
Fuck you, bitch!
there's a lot of...
Colin or Colin.
Yeah, there's a lot of Polish people, but I don't talk to them in Polish.
Yeah.
That's true.
Damn, I just gave up your fucking...
No, you said Pulaski.
Your area. I don't know what she's saying. She's still speaking Polish. But, yeah, very impressive performance by Carolina. I'm not going to try to pronounce her last name because it's very hard. Damn, who? Her versus Claudia? The rematch?
Not so soon.
Claudia lost, though. Claudia lost. This girl lost 2-1-1. You think it's too soon?
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Who then?
Who? Who? Somebody in the top 10. Who? You pick.
Someone in the top 10?
Yup.
I could bring up the...
They're just asking her right now.
Yeah, let's see who she wants. She's gonna... She's gonna tell us what she wants. Fuck who we think. But, damn, she wants Jessica Andrade. She just beat Claudia, though. That's a tougher opponent than I had named. I had named Claudia.
Yeah.
Andrade just beat Claudia. Claudia did just lose to Joanna, too. So Joanna's run through that division, though. Very, fairly easy.
I'll fight her.
Yeah, so Claudia's 2, Jessica's 1, Carolina's 3, Rose is 4, Rose is fighting for the championship. Tisha Torres is fighting Michelle Waterson. But, like, you don't go back. So yeah,
you gotta go up.
It has to be Claudia or Jessica. I don't know. Andrade kind of makes sense if you go by the win-lose system. Claudia just lost.
True.
Carolina just won. Jessica just won. So put 1-3 to figure out. I don't know. Joanna's gonna have to. She's facing that same. The same issue that Mighty Mouse has kind of run into.
Like you don't have that. You don't have anybody on your level, man. You're kind of just schooling everybody.
Well, like here's the thing. I want to point out. These two champions came in and they've been the only champions in those divisions. Oh no! I'm sorry. I'm way off on 115. But that title switched hands how many times?
A lot.
No, like 3 times.
Wait. The female one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the female one, sorry.
Oh, Cookie Monster had it, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, remember Esparza won it off the show. They did it off the show. The 115 belt for the girls. And then I think Cookie Monster got beat by Joanna, and Joanna's held it ever since. Mighty Mouse had to go through a tournament and won it and has not lost it.
Since.
And they've run through the division, and it's not their fault. These are new divisions that just came out. True. And so the faces you see in there are new faces to a certain extent. You get me? Especially the young talent.
Yeah.
And when you have a champion so dominant that's running through the young talent, like someone like Demetrius Johnson that has had previous experience at different weight classes and won at different weight classes, the people he's lost to are champions. Yeah. So when he comes to 125 and there has been no champions, and he's beaten heavier people that wouldn't be able or that would be able to make 125, he'd beat them anyway. Like he's probably beat them is what I'm trying to say. Dominic Cruz, I'm pretty sure, can't make 125, so he has to stay 135.
That's gonna be way too low for him.
So Demetrius Johnson has only come against those speed bumps.
He has to move up a weight class then.
Well, that's the thing. Does he move up a weight class or does TJ Dillashaw move down or Cody Garbrandt?
One of the other, but I think they might.
It's him moving up. People prefer him moving up.
To get a little bit
heavier. Here's the thing with Joanna. Now that they've opened up 125, does she immediately move up and leave 115 open for whoever has it now that division is so young and she's run through it to let give her, life to it?
Let her be the first ever women 2-time champ.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave the 115 down for somebody else to get it, and then her be the 125.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that happening. They have to, because she's just, depending on what happens with her and Rose, then after that, she's going to have to do that, because nobody else is on her level right now. She's just working.
I think her and Mighty Mouse have kind of fallen into the same, like, little...
Yeah, I agree with you.
Little slump that happens if you're so dominant and you don't have... See, and I get in the habit of saying it, too, because of the media. Those guys are super fucking talented. The thing is that they're young, and Mighty Mouse ran through them, and Joanna's run through them.
Yep.
So we're seeing a lot of this development as well. Look at Henry Cejudo. His fucking striking went up like fucking two notches in a matter of a match or two. And it's just him training more and more his striking already off of a wrestling or off of an Olympic wrestling background. Now he's stacking on the striking. Like, he didn't learn the Olympic fucking wrestling in 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, it took him years, and he had to win the fucking medal. Now he's doing what's striking, and he's putting that same dedication that he would into wrestling, he's putting into striking. And you can see it, because his striking is developing. And I'm very interested to see him against Pettis, because Pettis is a very good striker.
True.
But if he comes into trouble, he's just going to take him down. He's a better grappler, by far.
Yeah, I agree with you. They need more talent, man. Because all these champions are just dominating. But it's good at the same time, you know? They're making
to tell you the truth, I don't think it's talent. I think it's time for those two champions to either move up.
Yeah.
Or fight each other. Joanna and Mighty Mouse.
That'll be crazy. What state would allow that to happen?
I don't know. But we're about to
or what get country? Killed
in this guy.
Or what country?
Japan?
Probably, for sure.
Do you think Japan would let women fight?
Guys? Yep. They're pretty crazy. Who do you got, Cowboy or Till?
Oh, Brazil.
Brazil will allow it?
They do it already with Fallon Fox.
Damn.
Fallon Fox beats the shit out of ladies all day. Shh. And she's a
transvestite?
Well, she was transgender. She was a male all up until like the age of fucking like 40 or not even. Like, maybe I'm exaggerating. Not even that much. She was like 30-something. When she had to change, but she fathered children, or he fathered children, and then became a she.
Oh, that's pretty crazy.
And then she started fighting women, but she's had the testosterone in the body of a man forever, and she's just beating the shit out of people.
That's pretty crazy.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
Who do you got, Cowboy Till?
It's going to be interesting, because Till striking is very, very... I would say high level, but high level in MMA or high level in the style that he learned. And what I'm trying to say is like he might have very good Taekwondo or his style is a lot more like, I want to say, like unorthodox kicks. Last time you saw him, remember? Or was it Muay Thai? Am I remembering wrong?
Against who? Till?
Till.
I think it was a stand-up.
What I'm trying to say is it looks raw compared to how Cerrone makes his look. Cerrone's flow is a lot better from, like, boxing to kickboxing. Maybe I'm just trying to say Till's hands aren't as good as Cerrone's.
Basically, yeah.
Or he's not putting it together as well as Cerrone.
Yeah, Cerrone's combos are fucking just
He's more smooth. Fluid, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. But man, he's good though too.
Till's huge, man, and he's in and out very well. He's got 9 knockouts for 4 first round finishes.
It's gonna be a good fight.
Cerrone's got the experience, but does he have the? So when Cerrone takes a hit, and he seems to wilt.
Yeah,
but not against Robbie Lawler though.
That was a good fight. That was his last fight. Yeah.
I was 155 depleting him that much to where he couldn't recover and a hit like that would fucking fold him. And now where he's being able to fluid up, be healthy, come in at a more natural weight for his body size.
That he's used to.
Is that a lot more beneficial for him now when he's able to take those body shots? And
yeah, probably because he has a lot more. He has more weight on him. It's a possibility.
Yeah, because Till's shots might be clean, but what I'm saying is he might land one to two where Cowboy can put strikes together a lot better.
Hell yeah, how he just...
Well, we're about Rick to see Story. how it's going to be.
Give him the Rick Story combo.
Dude, where he fucking looks like a Super Saiyan. He just in and out. And fucking... Well, like, to be fair...
He threw like one of everything in the combo.
Yeah, Rick Story is not a striker. He's got good striking for a wrestler.
Yeah.
But...
He's like Sean Shirk without the wrestling.
You mean without the striking?
Yeah.
Because Sean Strick was a really good wrestler.
That's what I'm saying, but Story isn't a good wrestler.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah. He's not a good striker.
I'll wrestle up right now.
That's why Cowboy fucked him up. Because this guy wasn't... He couldn't read that shit. Couldn't read Cowboy's movement.
How long ago did Cowboy fight? A couple months, right?
Dude, Cowboy fights all the time.
Last week.
Yeah, he fought yesterday in my backyard.
Or right before he came out from this match, he fought one.
He probably could have. It was a tournament style. Cowboy, right?
Yeah.
When was the last fight? Robbie Lawler was July. The last time he fought was July. Not too long ago. He just gets back on the horse.
True. He just likes fighting, man.
Yeah. 100%. He loves it. No haircut, nothing. Just savage.
Yeah, just fuck it. Let's go.
Damn. Are we seeing a super focused Cowboy? They're not giving a shit. Till still looks bigger, though. Like, his arms are more filled up. His chest is more filled
up.
Yeah. Cowboy looks like he's better at 170, but it looks like Till is depleting himself to get to 170. Now, how does that affect him compared to how I think 155 affected Cowboy? I think it's different because muscles hold a lot more water. So it could be water weight that he just had to lose. But how fast does he put it on? Jamie?
Too fast.
Like, you know, bitch. I'm going to take your ass out on a run.
Let's see.
Run laps around.
Why is he shaking the ref's hand? He gave him something. He gave him like a $20 bill.
He gave him a razor blade. He gave Cowboy a razor blade so he could cut. So he could sell it. So he could sell the fight better.
He's going to give him a Stone Cold Stunner too and shit.
Yeah. He's going to hit him. He's going to fucking blaze. And then you can see it everywhere.
Oh, that'll be pretty awesome.
Cowboy looks a little bit mad. He hasn't smiled once. He's
10 years older.
Damn. Till. Yeah, it's a young Darren Till.
Fuck. It could be Cowboy looking at himself in the mirror as a young kid.
Just in a bigger body? Yeah. Even though Cowboy's an inch taller. But we'll see right now how they look staring each other down. He's got the Brazilian fang. Oh, yeah, he's married to a Brazilian, Till. He speaks Portuguese.
Damn, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, now that I remember, he was on the MMA hour. And this guy asked him to speak a little Portuguese, and he did. But yeah, I think his wife is Portuguese.
That's pretty cool.
That will definitely explain the Brazilian flag, right?
Yeah, that would make perfect sense.
He might be living out of Brazil, too.
Well, we see right now, right, I would say. And there's I'll just be fighting out of...
Yeah. Sometimes it's weird, sometimes it's not. Like, for the Brazilian fighters that live in the United States, they still have Brazil, don't they? Or do they have the United States?
I think United States.
They're until... Fighting out of Liverpool, England. Probably trains at home with his team. And goes back and fucks his wife all summer long in Brazil. Or all vacation long. Big booty Brazilian. I don't know what his wife looks like.
Should Google.
They're until his wife? I don't think they have a picture of it.
Bet.
I don't care. I don't look this shit up. Look it up on your phone.
Right now.
Let me see it, though. 32-9, 1-0 contest, 6-1, 170.
That's still not a bad favorite. Record. 32-9 is not bad.
Well, dude, he's fought some of the best in two different divisions. He's fought champions in two different divisions.
Less than 10 losses, dude, and 32 wins?
Yeah.
That's a good-ass record. This Cowboy, man, he got, like you said, the fights he loses, like, it's good fights.
It's either champions or ex-champions that beat him. We're about to see that, though. We're about to see that theory.
Yep.
Yeah, Darren Till's a little bit stronger, I would say. And that's his wife tattooed on his...
Yeah. Or daughter or something like that. Or his mom, I don't know. It can be a lot of different people.
Damn, I didn't make the fucking theme for this. I can't during it, so I'm good. Let's get the timer ready real quick.
I don't think we're going to need a scorecard.
No, you think it's going to end by the first round?
Yeah.
Yeah? Darren Till? I think Darren Till wins.
Cowboy.
Though. I think Darren Till wins. I'm going right now, Darren Till. Damn. Start of the...
First round.
First round. I almost missed the timer, but I got it. Cowboy's being pushed back a little bit too much. Darren Till, I'm telling you, Darren Till's the bigger guy. Damn, Cowboy going for the takedown. Stuffed, though. Let's see if he can finish it. Nope. Stuffed. That might be the tale of the fight.
The tale for Till?
The tale for Till. Can he stuff the takedown? And if so, it's going to be a fucking exchanging of hands and kicks all day. And Till is looking very comfortable in his fucking long stance. His long leaping in stance. Cowboy's a lot more Muay Thai.
Uh-huh.
Till's a lot more Taekwondo. You see a lot more flashy. Well, not even flashy, just more a lot fast. Yeah, whipping it out there. Quit that. A lot more fencing action than Cowboy. Cowboy's a lot more 1-2 combo kick.
Uh-huh.
And he's a lot. See, look. You see those kicks? They're a lot. They're meant to sting a lot more and hurt a lot more.
Ooh, that means got a nice takedown by Cowboy. Yeah.
But look at Till, right back up.
Yeah,
right back
super
up.
Super fast.
Uh huh. Till's gonna use his style to try to catch Cowboy. Look for him to whip shit out there till he can find an opening, or he hurts him with one of those whipping fucking kicks, or. Cause like even he even has his hands down, then he just throws it out.
Yeah, there. That's true. They're not
still hurt, but they're not loaded.
No, but you're right about him keeping his hands down. They're not all the way up.
Yep. A little bit Conor-esque. Conor-esque likes using his Taekwondo style, but you see how he's like looping him in, like. Whoosh, whoosh. And oof! Cowboy has difficulty with good strikers. That interrupt his flow. They start kicking the leg. They start jabbing out on him. They start making him bite on the feints.
They mix it up a lot.
They start pawing at his lead arm so he can't start the combo well. They just interfere with his shit a lot more and don't let him get into rhythm. And Till's doing very, very well at that right now. You see how Cowboy's trying to like throw his hand out there, but he's catching him by the wrist. That jab won't have any full effect. If he can throw it out there. Nice little leg kick by Cerrone, but Till's still coming forward. He's not letting these strikes intimidate him. You see the nice little uppercut that he does, or a shovel hook. I don't know what you can call it. I think it was more of an uppercut, though.
Brings it up from the bottom.
By Till. Yeah, he's trying to find those little openings. Nice positioning switch, or position switch by Till. Switches those feet. Feet up, giving Cowboy a different look. You see that nice little jab out there? He just throws it out there like a nice little fucking, like a fencer would a sword.
Yeah.
And that's very effective. It's been point striking. And when you fucking start incorporating it into MMA and you have those stiff, hard, fast, lunging strikes that are meant to hurt you with one attack.
And he's tall, too, man.
Yeah, dude, he's using his range very well. Nice observation, Jobber.
Shut your face, I hate
you. Jamie the Jobber. Let me tell you something, brother.
Man, Cowboy needs to pick it up, man.
He's telling you, he's getting disrupted in the stand-up. This guy's not letting him get comfortable. His forward pressure.
Yeah.
Pawing at this guy's jab, not letting him establish the jab. This guy's loading off some kicks, though, every so often to the thigh, and he just landed a nice body kick, Cerrone. Oh, damn! Nice 1-2 by
Till.
By Till. What'd I tell you, Jamie?
Ooh, that's a nasty elbow.
No, Cowboy. Fuck. It's over.
It's over.
Cowboy's done.
I meant first round end by Till.
Nope, you had Cowboy, bitch. I had Till. What'd I tell you?
Fuck,
what'd I say?
I want to see what he says, man.
What'd I say? Fuck.
Yeah, no, you
give my fucking credit then, bitch.
Exactly, man.
God damn it, right? Dude, I'm going to fucking kick you in the face right now. Beat the shit out of you like Till did to Cerrone, so you give my respect.
That was bad, man.
I called it. What did I say?
Got him quick.
God damn it, dude. From the beginning, he was just disrupting this guy the whole time.
Yep. Fuck.
Never let him get comfortable. Oh, look at him strutting around like a badass. It's his right. It's his right. Damn, they just threw both flags at him. The English flag and the Brazil. Brazil, Brazil, my friend. God damn, dude. Let's see what it was. Nice 1-2, dude. Nice little 1-2. And you know what?
The elbow was nasty.
So this is how I want to say he was pawing at that jab, establishing his jab. He never really went for a 1-2 too much. He did. You know, I'm not saying he never went for it, but what I'm saying is he wasn't letting Cerrone be aware of it. So when he finally did go for it, Cerrone was only expecting a jab and got a 1-2 straight down the pipe. Cerrone was had all his weight behind or under him and rocked him.
Yeah, I got him bad.
Yeah. Because he wasn't landing the 1-2s. He wasn't comboing him up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Till wasn't landing. And what did I say? He was waiting for his opening, Jamie. Give yeah, me fucking
props, bitch. Damn, I am, dude. Come I'll down. I'll stab you pen right I'll use that knife you got. Where's my knife? The big Swiss Army thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, caught him with a straight 1-2 down the pipe, hurt him, and it just kept up, landed a nice elbow. Cowboy's face, and did not let up. Kept on going. TKO. You were right, though, about not needing a scorecard.
Yeah.
I was right about Till. True. I thought it was going to go a little bit longer.
And I knew it was going to end in the first round.
But I just didn't like the striking of, when this guy goes against really good strikers. Cowboy seems to get really, like, flustered.
Fuck, man.
He was interrupting his shit really good.
Yeah, he couldn't get comfortable, man.
You can't let him get comfortable. Can't let him. And Cowboy needs to learn how to fucking do something about his Muay Thai style. It's very impressive.
Can you put it louder somehow? The thing.
You want it louder?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm ripped, guys. I just took some hits. Let's see.
Are you just talking damn, about the finish? One, two.
Let's see what it says, gameplay. Let's see. What did I tell you, Jamie? First round's a feeling out process for him. He caught him. He was looking for his opening. Damn, he just started unloading, though. As soon as he got that spot, he went for the kill. Yeah, dude, Cowboy definitely gave him that opportunity. A big boost. Till people are going to have to pay attention to Till.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah, they have to.
Who do you want to see him against?
Whoever he calls out.
Stop taking the bitch's way out and give me a fucking prediction, bitch. Damn. He called Mike Perry out. Damn, Mike Perry is right there.
Yeah.
Damn. I got Till in that fight. This guy fought at 155. What is Perry doing up there? I like Mike Perry, but he's a little bit too crazy for me.
That's why I like a Mike Perry all day. Fuck it.
I wouldn't hang out with him. I wouldn't. I don't think he would hang out with me either, but that guy's a little bit too crazy. I like watching him fight, though.
He said I wouldn't hang out with him.
I like watching him fight. But, so Ponzinibbio's 9. Where's, Mike Perry's 15. Darren Till isn't even on there. Cowboy just got beat, and he was 6. Damn. So that definitely has to shoot Till into
the top 10. Top 15.
Well, I would definitely put him 10. You don't think he beats Magny? No. He beats Magny. That's probably. He beats Kamura Usman, he beats... I like to see him against Nelson. Because they have similar styles in striking. And Nelson is definitely a fucking beast on the floor. Dong Young Kim, he beats him. Alex Oliveira, he beats him. Mike Perry would be interesting.
Yeah, but man... Yeah, that's true. What Mike Perry's what? Ranked what? 15? Yeah, might as well.
If he beats Ponzinibbio, he'll get shot up. Definitely to the... closer to the top 10, if not in the top 10. Because Magny's going to lose to Carlos Khan. That's sorry, but I think that's going to happen. I think ultimately that's what's going to happen. Yeah. But,
He gets the winner, Mike Perry, Ponzinibbio.
Yeah. I think if Mike Perry wins, they're going to set up Till versus Mike Perry. And I think those dogs agree outside. But Jamie, I gotta take you home because you got something to do right after this.
Yeah, man.
So let's wrap this up. Thanks a lot, everyone, for watching. This was I don't know what UFC it was. It was one in Poland, Cowboy versus Till. Very impressive performance by Till. Awesome.
Dominant performance.
Yeah, dominant. Super awesome striking exchanges by Carolina. She put on a great, badass performance. Blachowicz with a rear naked choke, weirdly modified. And we got some other ones, but those are the ones we brought you. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Check out Halloween Havoc 97 that I released yesterday with me and Jesus. We review Halloween Havoc 97 and give you our thoughts a little bit on Raw and TLC that's going to happen tomorrow. A lot of match changes in that because people got sick. So check that out if you are a WWE fan. If not, check out previous Fight Companions, and I need to do more fight stuff that's not a Fight Companion, just like giving you a rundown or my thoughts on shit. So I'll try to come out with more stuff about that. But thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. Subscribe to the Donkey Stable, the Fight Club. I'm your host, Donkeytron. Thanks a lot, Jamie, for coming.
Yeah, man.
I'll see you guys next time. And yeah, I love you, bitches. Peace out.